the whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Τα τέσσερα τελευταία πετάγματα της μούσας θα μας αφηγηθούν ολόκληρη την ιστορία του musical. Μέρος τέταρτο, 21ος αιώνας, το musical ξαναγεννιέται. 5, 6, 7, 8, και αυτό που μόλις ακούσαμε ήταν η ουβερτούρα στο The Producers του Mel Brooks, που άνοιξε τη σεζόν του 2001 στο Broadway. Ναι, ο 21ος αιώνας είναι το θέμα της απόψινής τελευταίας εκπομπής της Μούσας του Musical, της τέταρτης και τελευταίας επετειακής εκπομπής μας για την ιστορία του Musical. Η ενδοσκόπηση των τελευταίων δεκαετιών του 20ου αιώνα απέδωσε και το musical ξαναγεννήθηκε από τις στάχτες του. Ακόμη και τα λεγόμενα jukebox musicals, που χρησιμοποιούν σαν μουσικό υλικό παλιές επιτυχίες όπως το Mamma Mia του 99, γίνονται τεράστιες επιτυχίες τον 21ο αιώνα και δει στη μεγάλη οθόνη. Ας μην πάμε μακριά, 2001, και πόσες παλιές επιτυχίες να συγκεντρωθούν πια σε ένα από αυτά τα jukebox musicals. Πολλές, θα έλεγα, εάν αυτό λέγεται Moulin Rouge.
First, there is desire. Then, suspicion. Jealousy, anger, betrayal. When love is for the highest bidder, there can be no trust. Without trust, there is no love. Jealousy. Yes, jealousy will drive you mad. Have to put on that red light. Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it is right. Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Roxanne, you don't have to sell your body to the night.
His hand upon your hand, his lips caress your skin. It's more than I can stand.
Productions cease, you will no longer be a can-can dancer, but an actress. I will make you a star. Accept it as a gift from this Maharaj.
Yeah.
Και μετά το «El Tango de Roxanne» από το «Moulin Rouge» του 2001, 2002 και το «Hairspray» του Mark Shyman, λέει για πρώτη φορά «Good Morning Baltimore» ή μάλλον «Good Morning Broadway». Μετά το 2002 και το Hairspray, ας πάμε τώρα στο 2003 και ένα musical που μόλις πρόσφατα έγινε κινηματογραφική επιτυχία, το περίφημο Wicked του Stephen Schwartz. Εδώ, με τις πρώτες διδάξασε στην Kristin Chenoweth, αλλά και την Idina Menzel, που κυριολεκτικά φαίνεται να αγνοεί τη βαρύτητα, όπως λέει και το κομμάτι που μας τραγουδά.
Can't pull me down. Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so.
Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love I guess I lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost.
Glenda, come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda, dreams the way we plan them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we cannot win. Down.
Well, are you coming?
I hope you're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss.
I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're happy.
Εκτός από το Wicked, ας αναφέρουμε εδώ και το Avenue Q και τον Billy Elliot που έκαναν πρεμιέρα ως το 2005, το ένα στο Broadway, το άλλο στο West End, και ας πάμε τώρα σε ένα ακόμη jukebox musical της ίδιας εκείνης χρονιάς, το Jersey Boys, βασισμένο σε παλιές επιτυχίες των Four Seasons και Frankie Valli, παλιές επιτυχίες όπως αυτή.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Baby,
just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Just too good to be true.
Για το 2006 έχω και πάλι να αναφέρω ένα jukebox musical βασισμένο σε λίγο πιο rainbow χορευτικές επιτυχίες, το πολυβραβευμένο Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Καιρός όμως να ακούσουμε και κάτι από ένα πρωτότυπο έργο εκείνης της χρονιάς, και εννοώ την πρωτότυπη μουσική του Duncan Shake για το πολύ αγαπημένο Spring Awakening, το ξύπνημα της άνοιξης.
Awful sweet to be a little butterfly, just winging over things and nothing deep inside. Nothing going, going wild in you, you know. You're slowing by the riverside, or floating high in blue. Or maybe cool to be a little summer wind. Like once through everything, and then away again. With a taste of dust in your mouth all day, but no need to know. Like sadness, you just sail away, 'cause you know.
The open books on the grass. Spring and summer. Sure, when it's autumn, wind always wants to creep up and haunt you. Whistling, it's got you. It's heartache with its sorrow. Winter wind sings and it cries. Spring and summer, every other day. Blue wind gets so pained, blowing through the thick corn, through the bales of hay. Through the sudden drift of the rain, spring and summer.
So maybe I should be some kind of laundry line. Hang their things on me, and I will swing dry. You just wave in the sun through the afternoon, and then see they
rising moon, 'cause you know.
Αφήνω πίσω με πολύ νοσταλγία το ξύπνημα της άνοιξης του Duncan Sheik το 2006 και με πολύ πόνο προσπερνώ το Legally Blonde του 2007, το Shrek the Musical και το In the Heights του 2008, εφόσον θα χορτάσουμε από Lin-Manuel Miranda σε πολύ λίγο. Προσπερνώ και το Sister Act του 2009 και το Heathers και τη Matilda του 2010, για να πάω σε κάτι καλοξυρισμένα πουκαμισά τα παλικάρια που το 2011 μας χτυπούν το κουδούνι για να μας πουλήσουν μία βίβλο μαζί με ένα υπέροχο, ξεκαρδιστικό και ταυτόχρονα συγκινητικό musical, The Book of Mormon. Hello, my name is Elder Young. Hello, did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now. Hello, in this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay. Hello, hello, my name is Elder Smith. And can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse? Hello! 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 I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use. Hello! Hi! My name is Jesus Christ. You have a lovely home. Hello! It's an amazing book. Bonjour! Hola! Ni hao! Me llamo Elder White. Are these your kids? This book gives you the secret to eternal life. Sound good? Eternal life with Jesus Christ. It's super fun. Show you how it can be done. No thanks. Sure. Oh, well, that's fine. Goodbye. Have fun in hell. Hey now. You simply won't believe how much this book will change. This book will change your mind. Change your life. This book will change your life. Hello, would you like to change religions? I have a free book written by Jesus. No, no, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Hello, hello, my name is Elder Cunningham, and we would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Hello, hello, you're hi, home. Just take this book, it's free for you and me. You see, you simply won't believe how much this changes book will change his mind, change your life, so you won't burn in hell. You're gonna die someday, hello. But if you read this book, you'll see that there's another way. Hello. Spend eternity, hello. With friends and family, hello. We can fully guarantee hello. That this book will change your life. Hello. Εμείς πάλι, χωρίς να πάρουμε τη βίβλο των Μορμόνων του 2011, θα περάσουμε στο 2012, οπότε το Once και το Newsies πρώτο παρουσιάζονται στο Broadway, στο 2013, οπότε ο Charlie και το εργοστάσιο της Σοκολάτας πρώτο ανεβαίνει στο West End. Την ίδια χρονιά όμως βγαίνει και μια ταινία κινουμένων σχεδίων της Disney που θα γινόταν τεράστια επιτυχία και της οποίας η επίσης επιτυχημένη μεταφορά στο Broadway δεν θα αργούσε. Πρόκειται ασφαλώς για το Frozen που έχουμε απολαύσει δύο φορές από αυτήν εδώ την εκπομπή και ας δούμε τώρα πώς ακούστηκε επί σκηνής αυτό το περίφημο Let It Go στην ερμηνεία της Casey Levi. The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried.
let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me.
Let it go, και πράγματι αφήνω να περάσει και ο Αλάντιν του Άλαν Μένκεν, που το 2014 από δυσδιάστατο καρτούν βλέπει και αυτός τα φώτα του Broadway, μεταφερόμενος επί σκηνής, και πηγαίνω επιτέλους στο 2015 και τον Hamilton του Lin-Manuel Miranda. Σας το είπα ότι αυτό το όνομα θα μας απασχολήσει ευχάριστα σήμερα, αφού ο πολυτάλαντος συνθέτης, στιχουργός και ερμηνευτής του Αμερικανού εθνοπατέρα Hamilton ξέρει να μην χάνει τη βολή του. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy and hungry and I'm not throwing away my shot. To King's College, I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge, I'm a diamond in the rough, a shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get colder. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame, but damn, it's getting. So let me spell out the name. I am the A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Britain keeps shitting on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree. He ain't never gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me.
He says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not thrown away my
life without a monarchy. The unrest in France will lead to anarchy. Anarchy, how you say? How you say? Or anarchy. When I fight, I make the other side panicky with my
shit. Yo, I'm a tailor's apprentice, and I got y'all knuckleheads and local parentis. I'm joining the rebellion, cause I know it's my chance to social league advance instead of sewing some pants. I'm gonna take shit.
And but we'll never be truly free until those in bondage have the same rights as you and me. Right. You and I do or die. Ooh. Wait till I sally in on a stallion with the first black battalion. Have another shot.
Geniuses, lower your voices. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You've got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot.
Bird, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I like you a lot. Let's hatch a plot blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds of God you put us all in one spot? Pop in a squad and conventional wisdom, like it or not. A bunch of revolutionary manumission abolitionists. Give me a position, show me where the ammunition is. Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy.
Imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. When's it gonna get me? In my sleep, 7 feet ahead of me. If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we live it fast. And we laugh, reach for a flask. We have to make this moment last. That's plenty, scratch that. This is not a moment, it's the movement. Where all the hungriest brothers with something to prove went. Foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. And if we win our independence, is that a guarantee of freedom for our descendants? Or will the blood we shed begin an endless cycle of vengeance and death with no defendants? I know the action in the street is exciting, but Jesus, between all the bleeding and fighting, I've been reading and writing. We need to handle our financial situation. Are we a nation of states? What's the state of our nation? I'm past patiently waiting. I'm passionately smashing every expectation. Every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time, I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not.
Αυτός ήταν λοιπόν και ο Λίν Μάνουελ Μιράντα στο My Shot από τον ολόδικό του Hamilton το 2015. Η επόμενη χρονιά, το 2016, υπήρξε η χρονιά του κινηματογραφικού μουσικού αυτού ποίηματος που ακούει στο όνομα La La Land. Αλλά και μια χρονιά ιδιαίτερος πλούσια σε νέες παραγωγές στο Broadway, όπως είναι το Waitress, το υπέροχο Hadestown ή το Dear Evan Hansen των Pazek & Paul. Πάντως, όσον αφορά στο δίδυμο Pazek & Paul, προτιμώ να πάμε στην επόμενη χρονιά, το 2017, οπότε πρώτο βγαίνει στις αίθουσες το The Greatest Showman. Φαίνεται ότι η δίψα των μουσικόφιλων για κινηματογράφο ή και των κινηματογραφόφιλων για μουσική είναι αρκετή. Ή και ποτέ αρκετή. Never enough.
I'm trying to hold my breath. Let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting louder now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand. Will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold.
Και από τη μεγάλη οθόνη στη σκηνή του Broadway, τα φώτα της οποίας βλέπουν την επόμενη χρονιά το 2018 κάτι κακά κορίτσια, τα Mean Girls από το ομώνυμο musical του Jeff Richmond, και από εκεί πάλι στη μεγάλη οθόνη, διότι το 2018 κλείνει με τον καλύτερο τρόπο, με την Emily Blunt και τον Lin-Manuel Miranda και πάλι να μας τραγουδούν ότι το εξώφυλλο δεν κάνει το βιβλίο στην υπέροχη επιστροφή της Mary Poppins.
Chapter titles are like signs, and if you read between the lines, you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Mary Poppins, could you give us an example?
Certainly. Nellie Rubina was made of wood, but what could not be seen was though her trunk up top was barren. Well, her roots were lush and green. So in spring, when Mr. Hickory saw her blossoms blooming there, he took root despite her bark, and now there's seedlings everywhere.
Which proves the cover is not the book. So open it up and take a look, 'cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook.
Chapter titles are like signs,
and if you read between the lines,
you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Shall we do the one about the wealthy widow?
Oh, by all means.
Always loved that one.
Well, go on then.
Lady Hyacinth McCaw brought all her treasures to a reef,
where she only wore a smile,
plus two feathers and a leaf.
So no one tried to rob her, 'cause she barely wore a stitch.
For when you're in your birthday suit, there ain't much there to show you're rich.
Oh, the cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look.
'cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Ta-ru-ra-lee, ta-ru-ra-la, ta-ru-ra-lee, ta-ra-ta-ta.
You'll find your first impression was mistook.
Ya-da-da-da,
for a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Oh, give us the one about the dirty rascal, why don't you?
Isn't that one a bit long?
Well, the quicker you're into it, the quicker you're out of it.
Once upon a time in a nursery rhyme, there was a castle with a king hiding in a wing, 'cause he never went to school to learn a single thing. He had scepters and swords and a parliament of lords, but on the inside he was sad, egad, because he never had a wisdom for numbers, a wisdom for words, though his crown was quite immense, his brain was smaller than a bird's. So the queen of the nation made a royal proclamation to the missus and the messers, the moral lessers, bring me all the land's professors. Then she went to the hairdressers, and they came from the east, and they came from the south, from each college they poured knowledge from their brains into his mouth, but the king couldn't learn, so each professor met their fate, for the queen had their heads removed and placed upon the gate. And on that date, I state their wives all got a note, their mate was now the late great. But then suddenly one day a stranger started in to sing. He said, I'm the dirty rascal and I'm here to teach the king. And the queen clutched the jewels, for she hated royal fools. But the school had some rules they really ought to teach in schools. Like, you'll be a happy king if you enjoy the things you've got. You should never try to be the kind of person that you're not. So they sang and they laughed, for the king had found a friend. And they ran onto a rainbow for the story's perfect end. So the moral is, you mustn't let the outside be the guide, for it's not so cut and dried. Well, unless it's Dr. Jekyll, then you better hide. Petrified! No, the truth can't be denied, as I now have testified. All that really counts and matters is the special stuff inside.
Oh, what cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look, 'cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook.
So please listen to what we've said
and open a book tonight in bed.
So one more time before we get the hook,
sing it out strong.
A cover is not.
Please take our advice.
A cover is not.
Or you'll pay the price.
A cover is not. The cover is not the
Και από την επιστροφή της Mary Poppins, ένα εντελώς κινηματογραφικό musical, σε μια μεταφορά μουσικής ταινίας κινουμένων σχεδίων στη σκηνή, τον περίφημο πρίγκιπα της Αιγύπτου, τον είχαμε πρωτοακούσει και πρώτο δει στις αίθουσες τον προηγούμενο αιώνα, το 1998. Στη σκηνή του West End όμως έρχεται να διαχωρίσει τα νερά της Ερυθράς Θάλασσας το 2020.
a good name for you.
Moses, Your Majesty.
Moses? What does that mean?
Deliverance.
Deliverance, the perfect name, deliverance, for you came delivered to me by the great blue Nile.
Brother, you're safe now, and safe.
Μετά το 2021 και την πανδημία του κορονοϊού, το musical άρχισε και πάλι δειλά-δειλά να παίρνει τα πάνω του. Κάποιες ελπιδοφόρες παραγωγές δυστυχώς επλήγησαν, κάποιες άλλες επέζησαν και ανεβαίνουν με καθυστέρηση αλλά επιτυχία τις χρονιές 22-23 μέχρι και σήμερα. Το σίγουρο είναι ότι το musical και ως τέχνη αλλά και ως προϊόν ζει, βασιλεύει, εφραίνει τα αυτιά, τα μάτια, την ψυχή και γίνεται και θέμα μιας εκπομπής και μάλιστα του τρίτου προγράμματος, όπου πιστεύω ακράδαντα ότι ως θέμα ανήκει. Μια εκπομπή για την οποία σας ευχαριστώ από καρδιάς, ευχαριστώ για τη συντροφιά, τη στήριξη, τα αυτιά που μου δανείσατε, τις καρδιές που μου αφήσατε ξεκλείδωτες. Όπως κάθε εβδομάδα, έτσι και σήμερα, από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, υπόκληση.